Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, joined by Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, you're going to go first here on Bet365.
Well, guys, former Pelican DeMarcus Cousins has been in the news. He's been out of the NBA for 3 years, but he's still making headlines. Now, Cousins was playing in the Puerto Rican Professional Basketball League, and I say was, because he's now been suspended for the remainder of the season for a, quote, disqualifying foul, a technical foul, and acts that incite violence or provocation.
Boogie Cousins.
Well, what did Boogie do? Of course, there is a video footage of a confrontation with a fan that's gone viral. You can see Boogie grab his groin area, and then he rubs his hands in the fan's face. On his way off the court into the locker room, Cousins provoked the crowd as well, leading to somebody dumping a drink on his head. Then when all hell broke loose, Cousins tried his absolute hardest to break free from people that are holding him back. He's been fined $4,250 for the fiasco, and if he can't show cause as to why he shouldn't be fined even more, it could jump to a mighty $10,000. So, Boogie Cousins making headlines for the wrong reasons.
Well, remember Boogie Cousins?
Was a magical one-year run with the Pels.
No, he can shoot from the outside. He's a giant. But didn't he blow out his Achilles?
Blew out his Achilles in January or early February. And the Pelicans want to run that.
Yep.
And then it was all over after that for Boogie.
Yeah, that damn Achilles. You look at the history of sports, you could go like, who's the most famous Achilles injuries? I would say old school Dan Marino.
Marino.
Football, Aaron Rodgers, and Boogie Cousins. There's probably others, when you think about your Achilles.
Right.
And, Steve, that'd be a good thing to put out there. Okay, what are the most famous or infamous, whatever I even want to describe it, when you talk about Achilles?
Kobe, Kevin Durant, David Beckham first popped up.
Oh.
Yes. So there is a market for Achilles tears.
Didn't Kobe blow his Achilles out?
Yeah, that's what Steve was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you mentioned Dan Marino, Terrell Suggs, Neil Webb, soccer. I don't know that name.
Yeah. We don't know enough about soccer. we don't know.
Bobby J, you next.
Yeah. The NBA playoffs, I'm kind of intrigued. I don't know. The best team is Oklahoma. But in that first game, I was very entertained. Indiana pulling off that upset. But, I like road warriors. Can you be a road warrior and win on the road? Everyone has a history, no matter it's the NFL, whether you win in on the road in the Major League Baseball or the NFL or NBA, whatever. But looking at winning on the road in the NBA, road teams are still winning at about 44% clip in these playoffs. Man, that's almost like 50-50. I'm going to tell you that's unusual. I'm going to tell you why. So road teams are still winning at about 44% clip in these playoffs, which is on pace to be the best record in 30 years. So there's a lot of history. So what we have been as far as so that's telling me Oklahoma City's going to win in Indiana. But you look at these playoffs, it's not happened in 30 years. Road teams this postseason are 35-44 in this postseason. Now, teams won road games at 45% of the time in 1995. Now, you can't count, COVID. Remember that 2020? How did we even count?
The bubble.
The bubble. The Lakers won a championship. People don't want to even give Anthony Davis credit for that, right? The damn bubble. Nobody cares about the bubble at Disneyland, Disney World, whatever. But the bubble where everybody was one spot at Lake Bonavista in Florida. And the road winning percentage was 518 then. It was 43-40. But who's the road team? No matter who's home and road, you're playing at the same facility. Or you're in Florida. So that's why I don't count that. So, but you look at this year, what's occurred. Oklahoma City is 4-3 on the road of these playoffs. Indiana is 7-3. Well, I think Oklahoma City might make it 5-3 tonight.
They're 5.5-point favorites this evening's game.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it. Now, this caught my attention. This is old school basketball when I was in first grade. The best league-wide road record for a playoff season was in 1966. 14-13 at 5-19 winning percentage. So you got to go back to what's occurring right now, basically. And it didn't matter if you had home court advantage or not. 1966, the road team won 14 and lost 13. And there, that caught my attention considering how well this postseason, how both Indiana and Oklahoma has played on the road.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Guys, just a couple of days ago, I thought, you know, in the NFL, you looking at adding players to help you. But the Cincinnati Bengals, they kind of got this in reverse. They released Jermaine Pratt, their starting linebacker. All Jermaine Pratt did was start all 17 games last year for him. He had a career-high 143 tackles, 143. Two interceptions, two forced fumbles, and two fumble recoveries. He asked for more dough. You know how it is with Mike Brown. Man, he throw money around like he would throw a manhole cover. He signed today a one-year deal with Pete Carroll and the Las Vegas Raiders for $4.78 million. My thing is, okay, why Mike, would you get rid of Pratt?
Mike, watch that cat. He's going to do awesome with the Raiders this year. I'm telling you right now. The Bengals are dysfunctional. They think it's 1980s. What? Come on.
And you can't just play tsunami football where you can try to outscore everybody you play. You got to play some defense. And now with Trey Hendrickson still holding out, you cut loose Jermaine Pratt, and you didn't get anything for him. You just cut him outright, and he signed 2 days later with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, Pete Carroll says thank you. And you know what I like about Joe Burrow? He got struck with the Bengals and the Brown family could do to Joe Burrow. He said, no, it's a distraction. Steve, you could say, Steve, you said it best. Well, what did you tell me about with Joe Burrow taking up for Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah, he's all about, you know, Trey getting paid and said, like you just mentioned right there, that it's been a distraction for the team right now and wants the deal to get done.
I agree.
Trey Hendrickson, what, the last two seasons led the NFL in sacks, 17 and a half? Come on, Bengals.
So what more do you have to prove? What more do you have to prove to him?
The Bengals are cheap. They've been like that in the history of their franchise. Going back to a legendary household NFL historian, Paul Brown. It's like the Jim Finks mentality. Just play here. I know what's best for you, and I'm going to pay you what I want.
And it's almost a wheel back, Jim Finks, Hugh Culverhouse, Art Modell, yes, all of those guys.
That's the old school fraternity.
Yeah.
Just be glad you're in the NFL or you got to get a real job or something like that.
That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.